You're listening to The Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 AM here on this Thursday, December 28th, as it's time for our Valley Talk program. I'm Tyler Hergert, and joining me today is Tom Anderson and Carolina Alfonso from Care and Share. And how are you both doing today?
Good, thank you.
Doing great, thanks.
Thank you very much for joining us. Tom is calling in, and Tom, I'm going to start with you. There is a fundraiser that's going to be coming up.
Yes, we do have a fundraising committee that's been working on this, and I'm on that committee, and that's kind of why I am doing this part of it. But on Saturday, January 20th, at the Eagles, we're going to have a dinner fundraiser. We're going to start with the social hour at 5 o'clock. And also during that time, we'll start with our silent auction items. 6 o'clock, we're going to have dinner, which will be a choice of prime rib or walleye. And the high school strings have agreed to provide dinner music at that time. At 7 o'clock, I'm going to do a little presentation on Care and Share, kind of a slideshow. A narrative that kind of explains, you know, what Care and Share does and who we are. And then at 8 o'clock, after the presentation, we're going to continue the silent auction, raffles, and games. And we think, we could be done with our activities by 8:30. So, you know, people want to get going, they can. And if they want to hang around, they can do that. They can do so. Something else I think is kind of special, Corky Reynolds has agreed to MC the evening, so I'm sure he'll make it interesting. tickets are only $50 each, and they can be purchased at the Care and Share, Willow and Ivy, Omen State Farm Insurance, Wright's in Red Lake Falls, and we're looking for a place in Fertile at this time. Because Fertile has been the community has really supported Care and Share a lot. And if businesses want to, they can purchase a table for 6 or 8. So they would be recognized as a business, as a group. The silent auctions items, I'm the person to contact if they have any. Donators will be acknowledged during the evening. In writing and verbally. You know, so for an example, Anytime Fitness has offered as a silent auction item 3 months membership, 5 classes, and a session with a professional trainer. And we're in the process right now of contacting businesses and individuals about donating silent auction items. But, you know, there may be somebody like myself who has something at home that I never used. You know, for example, I bought at a silent auction like a deep oil fryer for like a turkey. Never used. Never taken out of the box. So I'm going to donate that. And maybe there are other people who are at home, have things at home that they'd be willing to donate. And, again, they can call me about that. We're going to have some raffles. You know, for example, Hugo's donated a $300 gift certificate. And we're thinking we'll just, for $10, a person could get a chance to win $300. We're going to offer some games. Camille Wallin, or Meyer, our most recent board member, is in charge of the games. And she has run a couple team backer nights, so she's bringing some good experience. You know, the one that she mentioned to us that I like is called Heads and Tails. So you would we haven't determined the amount yet, but pay something to be able to play the game. And so for those people who play, they get to stand up and they put their hand on their head or their hand on their tail, and you flip a coin. And if you win, you stay standing. You have a second round where people do that. And the last one standing will get a fabulous prize. And, you know, the whole point of this is that we're trying to raise money to buy a cargo van that is really needed at the Karen Share. We have times when we have to run over to Grand Forks to pick up a special free milk order that's available periodically, or we might, somebody might want to donate a dresser, but they can't get it down to us. And that dresser could actually end up going to somebody moving out of the Caring Share when they move into their new place. We get lots of donations from the food shelf, where we have cardboard boxes. And same thing, we get a lot of bakery products from Hugo's and Walmart. And, you know, so we're making constant trips over to the transfer station. And we have been using employees' vehicles, and that just isn't right. So, and then sometimes people need rides to even go over to Grand Forks to get a Social Security card processing application for Social Security cards, or clients need rides to different places. So we really need a van, and a cargo van's big enough that we can actually put a pallet load or whatever in the back, or large items. So that's the whole point of the fundraiser.
And again, the fundraiser, what day will that be, and how much are tickets?
Okay, it's Saturday, January 20th, and again, it will be at the Eagles Club, and the tickets are $50 per ticket.
So mark your calendars down for the fundraiser that's going to be coming up in January. And now, Carolina, what's the history of Karen Share?
Karen Share has 37 years of experience offering emergency shelter. In the early years, the focus was fixing up the building so services could be provided to the refugees who were new to the area. The current focus of Karen Share is to upgrade service and develop better practices. An example of that is that they formerly had one security person on at a time, and now we have the ability to incorporate two security persons during busy shifts. Karen Share provided emergency shelter to 265 households in the fiscal year of 2022 and in 2023. The average residency of a person at Karen Share is 6 to 8 months. This is longer than some shelters because the low temperatures of winter prohibit release if that person does not have a place to go. Some residents stay 1 to 2 weeks as they get help with housing so they can get a job. If people need help obtaining identification, they may need to stay longer. Karen Share has social services and help to help homeless people maintain their own space during the duration while they are obtaining the ID. Residents can use the telephones and computers available at Karen Share while they are there. We are occasionally having a waiting list for people needing a space at Karen Share. If we are full, we do provide a voucher for food or clothing, or we will send them to the Mission Emergency Shelter in Grand Forks if they do not have housing. We currently offer a soup kitchen and a donation room where individuals will get clothing, furniture, school supplies to prepare for their eventual move to their own place. Narcotics Anonymous meets at that building every Thursday at 7 p.m. There is a living room so residents can visit with their friends and relatives and not lose relationships while staying at the Karen Share. This is a kind and compassionate shelter that was started by Sister Justina Violet, who compassionately cared for others with groceries, heating, and electricity. But most importantly, Sister Justina provided friendship and support, which is still its primary assistance. Karen Share has a long history of caring for those less fortunate.
And is there any occupancy available?
Well, just last week we were full, so every week is different for us. We currently have 5 beds available to shelter men right now, and that can change daily. We have 6 women's beds available, and we are so grateful that 4 families from the Hope Center have been housed, which allows us room to house 4 more families in need.
And what's the demographics like?
Based upon information obtained from the U.S. Census Bureau, the region's population is 91.4% Caucasian, 7.1% Hispanic, 3.1% African American, 1.9% American Indian or Alaskan Native. Total population exceeds 100% as Hispanic members are included in multiple racial categories. By comparison, Care and Share serves a diverse population of 36% Hispanic, 20% Black, and 13% American Indian. 48% have mental illness, 28% addiction, 14% developmental disabilities, and 34% physical disabilities, and may have a combination of these disabilities. Many have been released from jail and have nowhere to go. 59% are admitted with no income. The strategy is to provide basic needs in a safe environment where residents' living space is identified and case management is provided.
And I heard you briefly mention about the soup kitchen and the food shelf.
Correct. We have provided close to over 1,400 meals to the community and individuals in the last month. Our food shelf is open to the community and residents three times a week, on Monday and Wednesday from 1 to 4, and Fridays 3 to 6. We have been able to provide over 12,000 pounds of food to the community due to the donations given to us by others.
And what are some of those donation needs?
Currently, we are in need of twin-size bed frames, side tables, dressers, and lamps to finish our expansion of the women's dormitories. We also are in great need of volunteers to help in the donation room and to keep things organized and monitored.
And how did the Christmas donations go?
The community has been so generous in their giving over the years. However, this Christmas holiday, the residents were blessed with gifts, food, monetary donations by those in the community and surrounding areas. Every woman, man, and family in our center was gifted multiple times from the kindness of our community. Every day, we are grateful for the empathy and compassion shown to our organization's mission to help all those in need of shelter, safety, and security.
And is there an emergency fund?
We do. We call it our ministerial fund. Our emergency fund is extremely low. This fund allows us to help others in the community with utility disconnect notices and some assistance in security deposits or bus tickets.
And then what is the Hope Center and Adopt-A-Room?
So we have a Hope Center, and so we have Church Adopt-A-Room. We have a total of 6 rooms at the Hope Center. We have been so humbled that a church has adopted each room, decorating it, painting, and creating a warm and welcoming experience. We would like to thank those churches, which include Trinity Church of Crookston, Our Lady of Sorrow, Our Savior's Lutheran Church, Nexus, Harvest, and the Cathedral for their generosity. We are also pleased to announce we have more room we have been able to open for larger families. One more room that we are able to open for larger families that is currently being occupied as we speak.
And are there any volunteer opportunities?
Absolutely. We have a plethora of opportunities at the Care and Share that could involve stuffing envelopes, working in the donation room, and assisting in the food shelf. Every day we face new challenges, and anyone willing to donate any of their skills in marketing, office assistance, etc., would be greatly appreciated.
And then is there any contact info?
Yes, our contact phone number is 218-281-2644. Also, to access our website, you can go to careandsharecrookston.org or contact us by email at careandsharecrookston@gmail.com.
Thank you for giving us a lot of information there, going over the history of Care and Share and all of that you guys have been doing, especially lately with the Christmas gifts as well and all the donations that you guys received. And so thank you for providing us with all that information.
Well, thank you for having us this morning.
Yeah, of course. And Tom, once again, let's talk about that fundraiser that's going to be coming up on January 20th.
Yep, Saturday, January 20th. Social hour starts at 5. The meal, which is Prime River Walleye, starts at 6. We'll have a little presentation at 7 and games and silent auction and raffle items at following.
And where can people buy the tickets?
Okay, you can get the tickets at Care and Share. You can go down to Care and Share and get tickets. Willow and Ivy, Ullman State Farm Insurance Agency, in Red Lake Falls, Wrights, And like I said, we're looking for a place in Fertile. So if anybody's listening to this and they're willing to have tickets where people can come in and purchase them, that would be greatly appreciated.
If there was a business interested, would they contact the number that Carolina just provided us?
For tickets, yes.
All right.
Would be the. And again, if anybody has any silent auction items, they can contact me at 218-207-8356.
And again, what's the purpose of having this fundraiser?
Well, we need a van. We need a cargo van. Like I said, we have employees who are using their vehicles, which we really, really, really shouldn't be doing. And this cargo van would allow us to do some very basic things that need to be done to keep Karen Share operational.
Well, Tom, thank you very much for joining us via the phone. Is there anything else that you'd like to speak about here?
Well, you know, I guess I'm truly amazed at the work that's done down at the Care and Share. I mean, there's some very, very needy people, and the thing that really amazes me is the generosity of our community. I mean, it seems like every day you get an example of how somebody just steps up and meets their need, and we greatly appreciate their assistance in helping us help people get back on their feet.
Well, Tom, thanks for calling in. And again, the fundraiser will take place January 20th at the Eagles, and it begins at 5 o'clock, and the tickets are $50.
Yep.
And there's going to be the social hour, a dinner, the presentation, silent auction, raffles, games, all kinds of activities going on. Do you know what some of those raffles and games are, or are those going to be kind of kept secret?
Well, you know, we're still in the process of gathering some, but I think I can't remember if I gave you the example of Hugo's donated like a $300 gift certificate, and for $10 a person can get a chance to win $300. And we're working with, we've approached a number of businesses about making donations. And there have been businesses who've just given a cash donation earmarked for this van. So, that would be another way to support the Care and Share.
All right, so a couple of different ways to support this raffle. And again, if there is a business in Fertile that is looking to help distribute the tickets, they can contact you, Tom. And once again, say that number.
218-207-8356.
Thank you, Tom, for calling in and for joining us on Valley Talk today. Carolina, thank you very much for appearing in studio, giving us all kinds of you know, the history and what you guys have done just as recent as earlier this week with all the donations that's been going on. And again, if people want other contact info or they just want to go to the website, could you provide us with that one last time?
Yes, absolutely. If you're looking to give us a call, it's 218-281-2644. To access our website, you can go to careandsharecrookston.org or by email at careandsharecrookston@gmail.com.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you, Tom, for calling in, as that was our Valley Talk program with Tom Anderson and Carolina Alfonso from the Care and Share.